This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With a smile in my heart and a smile on my face, a smile in my voice, I begin another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. September is upon us. Lots of things are going on. Jay Kirshner is here. Happy to have her back. Her smiling voice and thoughts and the proximity that we have. People think when we do programs like this that there ought to be conflict, right? I don't put somebody over there that you can argue with and fuss and fight about. Nah, that's not going to make you become any better. Not going to stretch your mind. It isn't doing great work. It's just doing stuff that, you know, some people like wrestling. And wrestling on the air, verbal wrestling, that's okay. If you like that, find it, but you won't find it here. That's all. That makes it pretty simple. The team is the team. And the team is me and Jay, James Collins, at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news to start the hour out. This is actually, you got a couple of business stories that are of interest and import, Jay. This comes from the Bridgestone Tire and Rubber Company. They have apparently invested a lot of money into farming a desert-dwelling herb to replace the rubber tree.
Aha! It's kind of fascinating. It's really kind of cool.
It's called Wyoli. And this tree produces kind of a rubbery substance. It protects itself with this rubber on the outside of this substance. This is something I don't know how to pronounce.
It's a desert dweller, so it doesn't need any irrigation.
Yep. No, it's actually quite an interesting thing. The rubber tree in and of itself is pretty interesting. This is a type of rubber, as a matter of fact. I think that's more, there is a part, going to the desert, there are a lot of things that you can farm there. It's not easy. But what would be better than to grow these tropical rubber trees, right? Sort of reminds me of there's a song, Boop, there goes another, remember that song? Boop, there goes another rubber tree. Maybe you don't remember it.
No,
anyway,
not familiar with that one.
Okay, so this is good because rubber is becoming more and more short supply. Where is this place, by the way? The Guayule Desert. Where the heck is that? It's not in America. Is it? I'm looking through here.
I don't believe so. I do believe it's south of us.
South of the border. Down Mexico way. All right. So we'll find that detail. It's a slight detail that we left out of the thing.
I think it is because it's the Chihuahuan Desert.
Yeah, it
has its own Chihuahuan Desert heritage, which we do know that Chihuahua is in Mexico.
Chihuahua is in Mexico. Is that where the dogs come from, Chihuahua dogs? Do they eat the bark of the Chihuahua tree?
And then they get their own superpowers. That's why they're little, but they bounce around everywhere.
All right, that's it. Okay, another business item here. The company that makes e-cigarettes, Juul, J-U-U-L, is going to pay about $450 million in settlement fees to dozens of states because they marketed their crap to underage people who became smokers. 34 different states get the $438 million. So what do they do with that money? I would like to know where that money goes. Does it go to help people who got sick because they smoked this crap? Where's the money going? That's always the question when they get, okay, the state of California just got $400 million in a settlement with Monsanto. Okay, good. So where's the money going?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And is it one of those where the civilians who bought Juul, are they getting any of the families going to get any of this? Because Juul was, they were targeting younger kids.
Of course they were.
They had all of these flavors that just seemed so much better. And
it
was like, oh, smoke Juul.
Smoke raspberries.
And yum. It's like, no, it is still really bad for you. There's still nicotine in there.
Well, it's more, actually, there's more of a problem with this kind of stuff, it would seem, than with regular cigarettes.
Yeah, like the thick wax coating that gets into your lungs.
Gets in your lungs.
Ugh.
Yeah, gross. But again, the question really is, and this is not, this doesn't hurt so much because it's going to take them 10 years to pay it out. But where's the money going to go? Research, helping the people who are sick. That's what is really, and there's no answer to that because, I wonder, there's a little skullduggery afoot here. This sounds great, and they can beat the state attorneys general can beat themselves on the chest. Look what I did. We got all this money back for the state. Okay, so what about the people who live in your state who have this stuff? What are you going to do to help them?
I think you can contact lawyers in your vicinity and see if you have a case that can be evaluated for free if you are owed any money from this Juul lawsuit.
Free.
Free.
Right.
For the price
okay.
of something.
Speaking of smoking, a fisherman discovered a snag to Michigan's marijuana laws only after blowing smoke into a police officer's face. What a dummy. This guy was spotted by...
How dumb can you be?
Yeah. So this guy from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, according to the reports, officers Joseph Deppen and Bradley Solori were checking fishermen at a public launch. One of the anglers was getting his fishing license and started smoking marijuana in front of the two officers. So Officer Deppen asked the man, "Do you really going to smoke this right in front of me?" Fisherman responded by exhaling smoke into his face and saying, "It's legal, bro."
But it wasn't.
No.
You still cannot smoke in public areas. You can own it. You can transport a certain amount. You can even grow a certain amount. You cannot smoke it in public areas. And you can't blow smoke in people's faces. Come on,
man. Stupid.
Even if it's cigarettes, you cannot blow smoke in people's faces.
Stupid, arrogant. Yeah, I had another word, begins with an S and ends with head. I'll leave it at that. All right, moving on to, I guess this is sort of back to business here. There's a new street sign, which has been put up to help a boy with autism. And this is helping the family feel sort of included. This is according to the mother of the boy. There's a street sign that was put up to make her and the family in the community feel a bit safer. Ali Harris of South Roxana, Illinois, the mother of six-year-old Karen, has autism, is nonverbal. She's fascinated with cars, so obviously there's going to be a problem when she's outside, goes out into traffic.
And if a car were to honk, with her son right next to the road picking up rocks, if a car honks, he's not going to understand what's going on. He's not going to know why the car is honking. And, of course, cars go speeding by. The thing is, not many people know how to get these street signs. They don't know how, because you can't just go buy one and put it up yourself. It has to be permitted.
You go to the sign board in most communities.
And then it has to be approved. And a lot of times they're not approved because I think it might give a false sense of security because they think, well, there's a sign, people will pay attention to it, and then drivers still don't pay attention. Or they think that it might be singling somebody out. But if this is the family who wants the sign, then how are they going to feel singled out? It's not like this is being done to them. Mm-hmm. And this woman, a police chief, happened to go into the restaurant where she works, and they got to talking. And so he handled it for her and
expedited
the whole situation. And she was out of town. She comes home. She comes back from out of town. And all of a sudden, there's a sign right there.
Well, the police, a couple of examples now. This is the third story in a row about police kind of doing the right thing. Here's from Berea, Ohio, which is not far from where you are in Cleveland. Got a assignment early this week. A woman was stuck upside down on her gym equipment. Mm-hmm. So she needed to get right side up. Christina Falls started her workout at the Powerhouse Gym. She must be some power to be reckoned with. She goes there at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I haven't seen this video. I want to check this video out.
Oh, yeah, no, it's one of those inversion things. And here's the kicker, though. She was not there alone. She went with a friend. However, her friend was listening to music or had headphones or AirPods in or something and couldn't hear her struggling. and trying to get help. And so she uses her app, her watch, not an Apple Watch. She uses her Samsung watch to call 911 and is even like, I'm really embarrassed. I'm on this back decompression thing. I'm stuck in reverse. I need help. And she said, like, she was up there for a hot minute before she was finally like, okay, I'm not getting my friend's attention. But then when the police came in to help her, that's when the friend realized what was going on. And so one of the officers and the friend helped her. But can you imagine being that friend of like, yeah, I had no idea you were struggling over there until the officers show up.
Who gets up to go to the gym at 3 o'clock other than The Rock? This obviously this woman.
It depends what your schedule is.
Your job is, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's the story of a 46-year-old woman who has given birth to identical triplets. And the odds of that happening successfully are 1 in 20 billion. Mm-hmm. You got a more likely chance to win the lottery than to make this work. The lady's name is Audrey Tiberius, 41 years old. She went to see a fertility specialist because her chances of conceiving a child were zero, it seems.
Eggs were old.
Yeah.
And that's,
old
that's,
eggs.
That's just the fact of the matter. And even with IVF, there was only a 10% chance. And she did 3 rounds. They all failed. And then she got pregnant naturally. So this wasn't even an IVF pregnancy. She got pregnant. She became pregnant naturally.
Yep.
And 3 identical triplets.
Doing what comes naturally. So she has other big brothers, or these 3 that were born, Sky, River, and Bay Tiberius. They joined brothers Marcus, James, Christian, and Max. That's a big family, man. Time to put a cork in it. No more. They shouldn't have any more. This is me. That's my value. But think about that's not the real story here. How rare it is to become pregnant at that age and then to have all of the kids come out straight and fine and healthy, and God bless her. She's pumping breast milk 7 hours a day.
Woo!
Right, exactly. Woo! Unga bunga. 18 past the hour. That's a visualization for you.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
Between 1997 and last year, the number of hog farms has decreased by 93%. Sounds like dairy farming. They've become specialized operations. And they've become big operations. The largest of these hog farms, according to the research I was doing, have usually at least 2,000 head or more than there used to be.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, getting at truth decay as fast and as often as possible. Jennifer Lawrence is one of the most respected young actresses. She's 32 years old. Apparently, she's had a problem with pregnancies that nobody knew about. So here's something else that's coming out via social media. For those of you who follow the trending items there, this is something we were talking about, the lady a minute or two ago who had, what, three children?
Identical triplets at 46.
Yeah, but she had to have had some problems with miscarriages as well. So Jennifer Lawrence, who is originally from Montreal, Canada, I believe. Is she not? She's Canadian. I don't know whether she lived in...
Is she? I had no idea she was Canadian.
Yeah. So anyway, she was living alone in Montreal. She was married at the time. Well, no, she wasn't. Didn't she get married later than that? She was not married when she was pregnant, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, she was born in Kentucky. She was doing a film in Montreal.
Oh, and okay.
She was alone when she had her first miscarriage. She discusses all of this in the
movie. Oh, because she was in the movie set.
Bogus.
I get it, okay.
Yeah, and then when she was married to her husband, well, she is married to her husband, but then Cook Maroney, they had a miscarriage, and so she ended up having two miscarriages before having a successful pregnancy and giving birth to her baby.
What does that do to your head?
Less than a year, I believe.
Yeah. When you have that, you're becoming a mother. You don't just become a mother when the baby is born. I've seen this through, and you certainly have experienced it, and probably seen it as well. The women that I've been close to in my life as they were pregnant, you know, the whole psychological thing, never mind the physical, but the psychological thing, you're anticipating you're going to give birth to this human being, another being, and then something happens and you don't.
Yeah, and when you hear about those stories so often, it definitely makes any first-time parent or first-time pregnant person have those feelings of fear and worry, but when it actually happens to you, it does take a little bit of the joy out of any pregnancy that comes next, because you are really concerned about what could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said the morning after she actually gave birth, she felt like her whole life started over again. I would bet that is, I remember now when Megan was born, I thought it was like a whole new world. Mm-hmm. And you look at that face of that little kid. Yes. I mean, in Megan's case, she was jaundiced, and so she came out in a cooker. I couldn't go into the birthing room because it was a C-section at that time. They didn't let anybody into the hospital birthing room unless, you know, you're giving birth. So anyway, when Megan came out and I looked at her face, and, you know, I think back now to that and how she is now. You look at that. It is. It's a whole new beginning.
And the capacity of love, it's like your entire thought process restructures itself.
Yeah, right. She said, Jennifer Lawrence said in the interview, when she hears a baby crying, let's say they're in a restaurant or something, she says to herself, how precious is that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like before when I would hear a baby, I'd be like, shut that kid up. And now I'm like, oh, poor thing. Such a sweet thing.
It's Has she been in movies where she played a mother?
Has she done what?
Played mother in a movie.
Yeah, she's been a mom in quite a few movies.
Yeah. All right, so that's the update on Jennifer Lawrence that you didn't know here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Memphis, Tennessee police say they have arrested a 19-year-old repeat offender randomly shooting and killing 4 people and injuring at least 3 others in 8 crime scenes Wednesday afternoon. Suspect Ezekiel Kelly was broadcasting on Facebook and has been arrested. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
If Mr. Kelly served his full 3-year sentence and 4 of our fellow citizens would still be alive.
Miles Sanderson, one of the 2 suspects in a stabbing spree in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died. Police say he went into medical distress and did not recover. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci, plus 50 others, have 21 days to turn over all communications with social media platforms. A lawsuit by two states are accusing them of collaborating with social media companies to censor free speech. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Does he believe in open borders? He voted to put men and women sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
Metro Police said Wednesday they've arrested a suspect in the stabbing death of conservative-based Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff German. German was found stabbed to death outside his home on Saturday. Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis has been arrested. German had spent months reporting on Tellis' misconduct in his office and then lost his re-election bid. Tellis denies the murder claims. There's an update on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
Two Texas Department of Public Safety officers are being suspended as part of an investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. DPS saying the officers are among five being investigated by the Inspector General's office to determine if their response to the shooting violated department policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This is a crypto story. This lady put in a crypto.com refund request, and she was looking for a refund of $100 due to somebody entering her account number wrong. The refund that went to her, $7.2 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, here we go. Back in the full 34 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Questions with answers. That's what we specialize in here. Conversationally, Doug and Jay. Jay Kirshner is here at the ready, going through a lot of the things that are happening today in my life, in her life, in your life. In my life, the most important thing, other than making sure this radio program is off the charts, is concern about my darling little Daisy May, who somehow or other, she is like a bull, a little English bulldog who loves to... Remember the story of her, Jay? I rescued her from a puppy mill down in Alabama, someplace down south. and the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals raided this guy's house. He had 40 dogs in the house, and it was a puppy. They were just they were in cages, and they were just there to have puppies. So I don't know what Daisy's origins are. Frankly, I know she was born in October of 2015, and she lived in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never get out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills, pooped and peed everywhere. And she's come along. She loves everybody. Everybody loves her. She's the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest thing. I love, 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 love this dog. And so she does, you know, she's so excited about everything in life now. It's so different than what she had before. She runs up to people and she jumps on things. So yesterday, going from upstairs to downstairs, she tripped on the stairs because she leaps. She takes 3 or 4 steps at a time, and I try to, you know, usually keep her with me when she's going down the stairs, but she got ahead of me. And so she rolled over, and she did something to her shoulder. So now she's limping badly, and I took her to the chiropractor yesterday. But, you know, the reason I'm telling you the story is because we all go through this with our animals that we love or our children that we love. The concern that you have, okay, what's next? How do we fix this? I want to fix it now. So I'm going through a lot of different things, looking to the various vets that I know. But it's just something that's distracting. So at any rate, that's a story and a half. The discussion we had earlier, for those of you, I oftentimes make reference to things that we've talked about earlier and suggest to you, if you weren't listening and you want to hear what we were talking about, best thing to do is go to gooddayshow.com and find during the course of the day all of the whole program replays all day long at gooddayshow.com. You also find the podcast there as well. And an example, not to get off of the thing, but I want to remind people of what sort of subject matter we put into the podcast. If you listen to the download that's currently at gooddayshow.com, Jennifer and I are talking about the Williams sisters. We also talk, because when Jennifer's here, we always talk, Jay, about what's going on in California and L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that all those electric vehicles are going to be the mandate.
Well, she's the boots on the ground there, so there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so information on the programs is always available. That's my point here on gooddayshow.com. Help yourself to that. So we were talking about rubbers. There's a new kind of a rubber tree that's growing. And now this story about plastic, which apparently somebody's found a way to take a thin film of plastic and turn it into a diamond. All right, this is... Let's see where this goes. They use a laser beam, apparently, Jay. Synthetic diamonds, what they call, they're not called synthetic diamonds, though. What are they called? The stuff that's bling that's used. It's exactly.
Cubic zirconia?
There.
No.
That's it. Cubic zirconia. Right. So anyway, these diamonds, any synthetic diamond or any diamond, valuable because of their hardness. They're used to make high-quality cutting tools, that sort of thing. But they're also apparently now being used for electrical insulation. So the synthetic diamond production that's coming from these thin plastic, this thin film of plastic. I'm trying to imagine how this works, because all I can think of when you think of thin plastic is the water bottles and other stuff, right, that end up in the landfill or wherever.
Yeah, or the things that hold the different bottles together that you need to cut before throwing them away or recycling them so that animals don't get their heads stuck in it and that stuff.
Exactly, yeah, right. So anyway, this is something that so far they've mainly been used and they're somehow being used for detonating explosives. How in the world would that... some of the things that people come up with, you wonder how and who... What's in this guy's brain that he figures out how to use a laser to shoot at plastic film, and from it comes a what they call a nano diamond, and then that can be used to accelerate a bomb.
Or, like, what were they trying to do instead? when they figured this out?
In
were
the
they
first
trying
place.
To figure
yeah.
something like this out? Or was right. this just one of those accidents or mistakes that turned into actually being something?
Yeah. Anyway, so it's something, if you're, you wonder what goes on in other, this is a sort of combination, chemical combination of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and this is the sort of thing that happens, according to scientists, on other planets. So maybe they're making plastic on other planets. That'd be interesting for us to find. We'll take a trip to Neptune and find out, right? Or go right up Uranus. Uranus. Hi. Let's move on from that. This is school season. By now, pretty much every school is open, public schools, private schools. Everybody's gone back to school now that it's post-Labor Day. And that's the situation down in Uvalde, Texas, where the students have gone back to school. The mass shooting there. We all know that story. It's I don't even like to repeat it. So imagine you're a child. You go back into a classroom in that school. Rob, I thought they were going to tear it down a little bit.
No, they did. And there's there are other elementary schools in the area. So they have all kind of been separated to go to the other elementary schools.
Yeah.
But also not just the parents who should be sending a child to school and they aren't because they were killed in that horrific situation, that horrific shooting. But there's so many of these parents who have other kids and they still have to turn around and get those kids ready and send those kids back.
School.
Yeah, and Uvalde has said that they are also offering online online courses.
Counseling.
If there are any parents that just are not comfortable sending their kids back to school, they can still keep up with everything and they can just do it online, as most were doing during the COVID days. But there are a lot of parents who say that they do not feel comfortable. They do not like whatever
you,
the new stipulations.
Would you under the circumstances? I don't know that I would.
I'm not sure I would either, but there are also some other parents who do say that they feel more protected. They feel their kids are more protected.
They are.
With the security that they've implemented, the fences. Yeah. So it's kind of like a 50-50 where some of the parents just are not sure. Others are feeling like, okay, no, they're doing more of what they can. This cannot happen again.
You know,
but the poor parents
happens,
who lost a kid that still have to send other kids to school. That's just
what's
so
evolved in terms of parenting and the fear-based thinking. You can go by almost any elementary school now these days. At the end of school, 3 o'clock, the cars are in the driveway of the school. Mm-hmm. They're backed up around the street. Parents picking their children up. And you wonder out loud whether it's because they're afraid their child is going to be abducted by some pervert.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is that motivates them to keep the youngster from having, oh, we don't want them to walk that far. Well, that's what you should be doing with your child, to keep them from getting overweight, to keep them in shape, more physical activity. I think, you know, what the better approach would be, especially in these neighborhoods where there are a lot of homes and the schools are built around, you know, in the middle of the housing developments, why don't you get a group of parents together and walk the child? Okay, on Monday it's Mary's turn to walk mm-hmm. the children home, and on
yeah,
Tuesday it's
yeah.
Teresa, and Wednesday it's James, and Thursday it's Fred, and Friday is to have a parent lead a dozen children home to their neighborhood. Is anybody thinking, why aren't you thinking of that?
Then there's some areas where there just aren't sidewalks, and it just really is not safe for anybody to be walking, even if they are in groups. But in the sense of if there are sidewalks, yeah, if it's not safe enough to send the kids on their own, then yeah, get some adults, because that's also, walking is so great.
Walking, exercise, keep your kid from becoming another fat pooper. That's what you probably need to be thinking about as much as anything else. All right, weather in a word, lots of weather, off the chart. Weather stories are beginning to happen because it's hurricane season, so we'll get to that after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and may require comprehensive coverage.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so the second hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean, this is way behind. The numbers of hurricanes by this time, usually a legion. So far, it's only been, well, what's the name you can tell by where it is in the alphabet? I think Earl, right?
Yeah, this one, it's already something that's forming, and it could continue to form
maybe,
in the Atlantic,
not.
And it's like, is it going to be landfall? Well, that's the thing, because it goes through the alphabet where it's a tropical storm, and it has the name, and then does that tropical storm turn into a hurricane? And
mm-hmm.
if it does or if it doesn't, then the next situation, the next depression that turns into a storm goes to the next letter, and we're on E. But yeah, like you, Doug, I thought that we would be further along in the alphabet.
Well, usually it's August. Sometimes they start in June, because that's when hurricane season starts. Then you get some more in a few in July, more in August. The biggest month is September for hurricanes. But the National Hurricane Center says that they're way behind. They're mm-hmm. quite. So this in the face of what a lot of the news media calls, I referred to a minute ago, as off-the-chart events, like the floods in Europe, like the wildfires all over the place, like the droughts.
It's too extreme.
And people are saying, climate change. This is climate change responsible for fewer hurricanes. Well, who's going to be angry about that? I'm happy. Hurricanes scare the hell out of me. For whatever the reason, I just, as a kid growing up in New England, the hurricane season was always something that you wished you didn't have to participate in. And there are fewer now than there used to be, mm-hmm. frankly. It's been this way for the last, 19, 20 years, as I remember back, because some of the things when I was younger, and the 50s, 1950s, God, we had some horrible hurricanes. And then you go, well, what about Katrina? Well, Katrina never made it up this far. Fewer and fewer mm-hmm. hurricanes coming up the East Coast. They're slamming into the Gulf, if anything.
Well, and sometimes it's not even the actual hurricane in the sense of Katrina. It wasn't the hurricane. It was the fact that the levees broke.
Right, exactly.
And then you have those storm surges. Right. But I find tornadoes so much scarier because they pop out of nowhere, where I feel like with a hurricane, you're watching it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there was the earthquake in southwest China, 46 people dead there. That's another one of these things that sort of is weather-related. Anyway, so now we've taken care of all the disasters that you need to know about. It's 10 before the hour. Yeah.
Get
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after the hour. Yes, it's Wednesday again, and thus the appearance of one Warren Eckstein. Mr. Eckstein, it should be, there's a Esquire, it should be Esquirestein or something, because I like the Esquire. I want to give you more the value that you have to the audience and to people over the years as Legion. You've helped so many people with their dogs and their cats, their pets. Warren hosts the Pet Show every weekend. You can find it at thepetshow.com. And so we were just talking off the air about Daisy and her jumping out of the truck, and she didn't seem to show any signs of it, of any problem, and now she falls down the stairs. So you have some suggestions as to, because she's limping badly, and I got to figure out what to do. And so what are your my best source and the audience's best source of info when it comes to this sort of a problem?
You know, it's interesting because years ago, if your dog hurt himself, you go to your veterinarian. And your veterinarian, really knowledgeable person, but at the same time, they're not specialists. Nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame because there are specialties across the veterinary field, all different types of specialties, including behavior. However, in your case where the dog hurt himself, a shoulder, there's a lot of things. You already went to an animal chiropractor, which a lot of people have no idea even exists.
Yep.
That's number one. I found acupuncture very successful. As well as acupressure. Now, here's something a lot of people don't know. You talked about hydrotherapy. I have so many people that call and say, our dogs are doing so much better since I sent them to, you ready for this, pet rehabilitation center. You can't use
pet rehab.
You can't use the other term, physical therapy. It's pet rehabilitation. Here's the bottom line. There are things like stem cell, ozone therapy, essential oils, therapeutic massage, laser therapy. I'm a big fan of laser therapy. Cold laser therapy kept my dog, my shepherd, going for years. There's so many things that can be done now, and I want people to understand, and it's more difficult in the rural areas, but if you live near a city, there are pet rehabilitation centers, if your dog does hurt themselves, where they can employ holistic approaches, which I found to be very, very successful. Sometimes you have to use a combination of holistic and conventional, but I want people to understand there are alternatives out there, such as cold laser therapy. And, you know, I love veterinarians, Doug. There's no one who has more respect. Most of my friends are veterinarians. The bottom line is this. I often joke that veterinarians are like a wheelbarrow, a useful tool, but sometimes you got to push them a little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to question them a little bit and say, listen, are there other approaches that I can take? Is there such a thing as chiropractic? They might not mention it to you. You need to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, I think that whether there are, like with human doctors, some conventional doctors will poo-poo this sort of thing. Somebody, I'm sure, will advise, well, you shouldn't, got to have a surgery. We got to take a fixer, whatever it is, and that'll be the last thing that I do. Frankly, I have to think that there are other things. It's just that her shoulder looks like it's, when she's walking, it kind of looks like it's out of the socket or something. She's not crying. She's not wincing.
Yeah, but some dogs, you know, some dogs and some cats are like that. You know, they don't kind of tell you about their pain. They kind of cover it up. And who knows, God, what your poor dog's been through before you even got her. Maybe she feels the pain a little bit different.
Right.
The bottom line is, Doug, if it looks like it's out, I would speak to your vet and then maybe get a second opinion. I would do it for myself. I would do it for any member of the family.
I will. Yeah, exactly. 150 dogs were rescued after being found living in a homeless family, with a homeless family in Arizona. Good God. 150 dogs living with a homeless family in the desert.
It's insane. It's insane. You know, there are certain homeless people that I deal with that really love their dogs and take care of their dogs better than they take care of themselves. I understand that. But the big thing now is a lot of homeless people are breeding dogs specifically. I see them selling them walk in Venice Beach. They sell puppies, and this is how they make money, which is absolutely insane. It's crazy, and something should be done about it. But you know what? It's like anything else politically. I live in California. Maybe the rest of the country is different. Anything else politically in California, do the opposite. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, right, exactly. 4,000 beagles rescued from a breeding facility under federal investigation. This is in Cumberland, Virginia. You see, you must have talked about this on your program. Humane Society said it worked with 120 shelter and rescue partners to rescue all of these 4,000 beagles.
It's amazing what they do. I worked on closing a place down in Arkansas not that long ago. What they do is a dog food place, and what they do is they had almost 500 beagles. They wanted to use the same breed because they can have the consistency. I said, but what about the dogs in these cages? They're not being socialized. They're not having a life. They're not having a good time. Knock it off. Just knock it off. And so they do that. There's so many beagles and other breeds. You know, let's just stop the animal
experimentation. That's what they did. That's where Daisy came from, under the...
So, well, they know exactly what happens, Doug.
Well, next time, PetShow.com, 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.